A century ago, the town of Calumet was booming. Copper fever had taken hold, mines opened, speculators moved in, and the city was flush with cash. Rumor has it Calumet was on the shortlist to be the capital of Michigan. But then came the strikes and the Great Depression and a shrinking demand for copper. By the time the last mine closed in 1968, the town of Calumet had come to a screeching halt. 73-year-old Ed Gray remembers that time pretty well.
A lot of people moved to Detroit. A lot of people moved to various areas where there was employment. And the town wasn't really a ghost town, I wouldn't say, but it stood still.
Gray's family moved to Traverse City to try to find work. He ended up living there for decades, but eventually found his way back to Calumet 10 years ago.
When even in that short time of 10 years, it's been nothing but almost every year more and more happens. And the biggest change is the amount of art that's coming here.
Gray owns the Ed Gray Gallery on 5th Street in downtown Calumet, where he sells pottery, paintings, furniture, all by artists from the region. It's one of 6 art galleries in town. Pretty good for a place that many people wrote off as a ghost town not 15 years ago. As for Gray's gallery, let's just say his cash register is getting a good workout.
I had a gallery in Birmingham a long time ago. I also had a gallery in Traverse City in Elk Rapids. And this gallery here on 5th Street there's more art going out the door here than any of those other locations. So something's happening.
There's no doubt in our minds that that's the case.
That's Tom Tikkanen, the man behind the Main Street program. It's a nonprofit group focused on redeveloping Calumet. His group did a study a couple years ago to figure out what's driving the town's relatively recent upswing. The answer? Cultural economic development.
It starts with our artists. It's a natural development that's taking place. More art that's displayed and that's created here, the more that attracts other artists.
He also says some high-tech businesses are moving to town, but
we have a long way to go. There's a lot of drama in the downtown. I can take you one block from where we're sitting and show you some caved-in roofs. I can show you buildings that are teetering on the brink.
It's true. Just around the corner from where we were sitting, you'll find a big brick building with its roof totally ripped off. The inside looks like a giant scrapyard. When Tikkanen started the Main Street program in 2003, one out of every 5 buildings downtown was vacant, or what he calls underutilized. Today, it's roughly 1 out of 10. It also helps that Calumet has been designated a National Historic Park, so restoration is a top priority. Still, Tikkanen says Calumet struggles with something a lot of Michigan cities struggle with, and that's figuring out how to redevelop a downtown that, in Calumet's case, was built for 30,000 people, but now houses less than a third of that.
You know, buildings are one element of a community, but primarily it's people. And what you have here is a frontier, in many ways, a frontier community where it's redefining itself. It's using the assets that it's always had and discovering new ones. And it's exciting.
Tikkanen says people want to be a part of a community that's on the upswing. And we'll meet some of those people tomorrow. I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.